Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hey, my friends, how are you? So on these short little Thursdays, I wanted to come to you and give you a review, an outline, a little basic information about my program. So my program is really about creating healthy habits, finding the tools and the strategies that help you create those so you can hit those big goals that you want. It's about learning how to regulate your nervous system. It's about nurturing yourself and making your life better. And my program is based on an individual 12-week program that I got through Health Coach Institute. That's where I got certified. But I love planning and I love creating. So I am able to take that program, shift it so it's mine, and put all the stuff that I have learned and that I have love and that I have passion about in there. And then I can make it a group program. I can make it an individual program, and I can make it different lengths. If you're like, I got 6 weeks, let's do it. Let's do it in 6 weeks. If you're like, I'm here for the long haul, I got 12 weeks, let's do 12 weeks, whatever it might be. And it has changed my life completely. And that's why I wanted to share it with you. So I thought a good way to kind of share and communicate what's going on in my program is to come on here every Thursday and walk through the 12 weeks with you. So last week I talked about week one, if you're with me in this program, and what would we do? And that is about like finding your motivating factor. What's really going on in your life that's going to cause this change, that's going to have you reach that goal. Creating a healthy habit around it. And with that healthy habit, we anchor it to something and we declutter stuff to make it happen. We also learn some visualization and we go through that together. So on the second week, what we are going to do together, if you're with me, the second or third week, depending on what's going on. But the second week, we would talk about food. And yes, not everything. Like, you don't have to come to me to lose weight. I'm not worried about your weight at all. If you are, then I am. But if you are, I'm not. But it is a fact that food gives us energy. And I don't know anybody who doesn't need more energy or the right kind of energy. Or just this also helps you really start getting inside your body and listening to your body. And one of the easiest ways I have found to do that is through food. So what we talk about is trying to listen and observe your body when you eat certain foods. When I eat this food, this is how I feel. When I eat this food, this is how I feel. So it's for two parts. Again, it is to start finding what food gives you energy. And I'm not giving you a specific list. Like, we're going to start this diet now. Oh no, I don't like diets. So it is nothing about that. It's just like, I want you to have energy. So let's find out how to get you energy. The second part is because I want you again to stop and start listening to your body. And that's, you know, like putting food in your body and listening to how it is and how it reacts in your body is quick. It's pretty easy. Like, you can say, this is how I felt right after, and this is how I felt an hour after. And it gives you that practice. Okay, now I'm starting to get in my body, drop in myself, and listen, because your body is always trying to tell you something. It is always trying to tell you, this is what I need, this is what I don't need. And we have been programmed, I feel, to not listen to that. So I want to reprogram you to start listening to your body. And I have found the easiest, simplest way is through food. So we will start it for those two reasons, to find energy and to start listening to your body. That's it. And, you know, we can also talk about things about like how to make your meals a little bit longer, feeling your senses while you eat, learning how to breathe before and while you eat, all those kind of things, honoring your hunger, honoring your fullness, knowing when to stop and when to eat. Like so many people I know are like, oh, I'm hungry, but I don't eat until such and such time. If you are truly hungry and it is coming from your stomach, you should eat a little bit, right? And if you are full and you can feel it, you should stop. And it sounds super easy, but this week is actually really hard and so important because listening to your body is so key, and we just tend not to do it. I know I tend not to do it. Even with everything that I know and go through, I still, it's a practice that I have to do every single day, listening to my body. This is what's going to start that practice, a small little step by paying attention to what you eat and then how you feel. And I don't need you to track calories. I don't need you to track protein. Again, this is not about diets or what you should and shouldn't eat. It's just listening to your body and trying to find some more energy. I always need energy. So that is what the second week is all about, is just starting that process. So if this sounds good to you, you can try it on your own. Absolutely. I would love that. If you need a cheerleader, I'm here for you. Grab my hand. We can do this. If you just want to start a conversation and see where this could lead, I am here for that as well. But that's what my second week is looking like. And then we'll come back. And next week, I'll talk about week three. But I hope this is fun for you. I hope you can kind of open your eyes and see what my program's all about. Again, I feel so strongly in it. I just feel like it has changed my life. I would love to change part of your life. And I think having a cheerleader and someone to hold your hand through the process is just amazing and really helps. So, anyways, that is what my week two would look like with you. So, if any of this resonated or you are interested in it, again, reach out. And I love you and choose you because you are so kick butt. Anyways, I will talk to you soon. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.